remember the first time you asked me to go to Kenya, and I was like, oh, I'll never have the time. I can't carve out 2 weeks. You know, I remember I was so busy and I didn't think I could get the time off, and I had two kids. But that trip literally changed my life. It does require some means, obviously. Not everyone can go, but just give them a little taste of what those trips are like, because you do go annually, or you're at least you personally are going again this June. What's that trip look like?
We'll fly into Nairobi. We'll do some things around Nairobi. You don't know this because I haven't shared this with you, Kat, but this year we are going to go to the Kibera slums, which is a very, I don't know if famous is the right word, but
notorious.
A very notorious slum where people have such need, and to meet the people that are helping the people there. That will not be one of our projects. Mm-hmm. Then we'll go into the Women's Center, and we'll spend a week at the Women's Center. And one of the things we're going to do for the first time is we're going to partner our travelers with a woman in the center and really spend some time with her and go to the market with her and go to help sell the eggs in the crates that they sell and really be a part of their lives for a while. Yeah. We're also going to, for the first time, we're going to do some personal workshops with the women that are coming with us. And I say women, I think we might have a few men as well. But some personal workshops about looking at your own life and your own inner glass ceiling that you're withholding, inside, the things that you're not allowing yourself to do that you can do. Mm-hmm. And I'm really, really looking forward to that. I think that'll be because we're with the women that have never thought that they'd have an opportunity. And I started thinking about how that can be true with all of us.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we're going to do some really good, deep discussions and a little workshop-y stuff with that.
I love that.
Then we're going to go to Lake Naivasha. Lake Naivasha is where we were with the hippopotamus.
I was going to say, you can't leave out the animals. I mean, honestly, yeah. it's a nice balance to mm-hmm. the trip of, you know, volunteering most days, but yeah. then having on the fringe this opportunity to do the safari and mm-hmm. hopefully live through it. You had a near-death experience once.
No.
Was not that the baboon, time. The little baboon interaction did
yeah.
you have once?
Yeah,
you know?
We had that. So
never a dull day.
That's right. But it's not dangerous.
No,
just
I know.
FYI.
No, I know.
So, and hopefully go by Kim at the Omaleka home. I haven't even talked to her yet, but we usually go there. Kim is a dear, dear friend who has just done some amazing work helping rescue girls that are victims of FGM.
Oh, yeah.
And then the Maasai Mara, which is beautiful. We'll be on safari. Last year, I had the wonderful experience, because I've been to Africa a lot, but for the first time, literally in a hot air balloon ride over the Maasai Mara, which was amazing. So it's a mixture. Mm-hmm. We don't work all the time, but we do want to, so we mix it up.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's a beautiful, beautiful experience and opportunity if you can consider going. I highly recommend it.